Welcome back to Seated with Lebo and Tato Rampedi, guys.
Yeah.
It's too good. It's another day when you get to grab your favorite seat and have a conversation with your favorite two brothers. I'm Lebo.
I'm Tato Rampedi.
And we're about to get seated. So, yeah, today's a bit of a different one. It's going to be great. We're going to go through multiple things. We've got chapter one, apologize like your parents. Chapter two, what instantly ruins a burger. I know Tato's going to be super excited about that one.
Too many things.
Chapter three, what's something you can't go a day without saying? And then chapter four, a cheating partner once said. And of course, we're going to be touching on different topics like life in your 20s as a dude.
Yeah.
And yeah, multiple other things. But before we start, guys, you saw the previous podcast was a big, massive hit for us. Please do the 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 stars if you listen to this on any stream platform. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please give it a like and comment down what is your favorite part of the podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, but before we start, you guys know our favorite question of the podcast is...
How are you?
That's right.
How are you doing? Also, if you guys are new to the podcast, just note that this podcast is basically a podcast where we come together as brothers. We read relatable tweets that are funny and comedic, and then we take the stories that have come from our past and try to translate them to you guys. So if you're new to Seated with Lebo and Tato Rampedi, that's the podcast. And I'm pretty sure in 10 episodes, I'll find a better way to say that. Because that doesn't sound too good.
That was a sentence. No, but I think I understood.
How would you describe the podcast?
I think welcome to a podcast where you get to take a moment away from your regular world activities and get to laugh and feel like you're seen with your everyday task and like challenges. That's what we do. We want you guys to feel that you're not alone.
Yeah. I'm like, it's so weird doing this podcast with glasses. I don't know if you guys can see. I've got glasses now. And like, it just feels so weird.
This guy, Tato, is not so a regular YouTuber, man, by the way. These glasses, it's a recorder, Leon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tell them the features.
These are AI glasses, so when I put them on, I can see when girls are lying to me. If I tap them twice,
I can see a screenshot,
and I can also see when...
Why'd you start wearing glasses?
So, dude, my eyes, I don't know if you guys have seen on the podcast, man, but my eyes genuinely always tear up and get red, like, all the time.
It's okay to cry.
I'm not crying, bro. So, I think my eyes are constantly being strained, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think they're being strained because, like, my vision is really bad. I think it's because of, like, the blue light from my phone, the blue light from just, like, my laptop, all my devices that I use. So, that has strained my eyes.
Yeah.
So, now my eyes get tired easily. So, now I think this, it's like a small layer of prescription and, like, really good, like, blue. UV blue protectors, and the purpose is just to basically protect my eyes so that they last longer on camera.
And keep in mind, guys, like Tato's always in front of lights, editing, and phone, TikTok. Like majority of us are. Do you guys also comment down? When did you guys start wearing glasses, and when did you realize that it was a scam?
Let's talk about it.
No, let's deep it.
Because I really think it's a scam because people always say, like, when you get glasses, you have to wear them for a long period of time for your eyes to get used to them. What?
And also, the longer you wear them, the higher prescription you need.
Yeah, for me, when they
say... It doesn't make sense.
When they say get used to wearing them, it sounds like they're saying, like, your eyes basically, like, rely on them and they basically... It kind of messes up your eyes and changes the way your eyes look. So your eyes are forced to look with the glasses.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. So, like, for example, I try avoid them because it's like, I feel like my eyes are adjusting to... This way glasses, of viewing, then crippling how I can see normally.
Yeah.
And I kind of don't mind how I see normally.
So yeah, guys, comment down when you started seeing in 480p. All right, so... But anyways...
how are you, bro?
How am I?
Joke is dry, I'm not gonna lie. Sorry.
Was that joke dry? Anyway, you're not feeling that way?
Nah, he didn't even...
360p?
He didn't even chuckle.
Like the YouTube setting,
He didn't even chuckle, bro.
Whatever, no one's feeling me today, it's fine. How am I? I'm extremely sick. I've been sick for a couple of days.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling better now. I think it's because the weekend is here. My immune system knows what I need to do.
It knows what time it is.
It knows what the streets need me to do.
Jump and jive, baby.
It knows. But we're approaching December slowly. I'm very excited about that. I take December very seriously.
Same.
Very, very seriously.
I think we have taken December very seriously for the past... Like 3 years.
I budget for it.
We don't plan.
I plan for it in advance.
Yeah.
I've got a PDF here that says what I'm going to do the first weekend, the second weekend, and budgeting for amounts. So, guys, I hope you guys also have a very safe December if you're listening to this as well.
Yeah, don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive. But, yeah, so how are you?
I'm good, bro. So, I've been in Zoom meeting after Zoom meeting after Zoom meeting, and I feel like I'm, like, liking human interaction.
Yeah.
And luckily, Stella had a really cool event, like, last week. Where I went through and they, not this week actually, the way these weeks feel so long. And they basically premiered the new season of their show. Well, not a new season of their show, the festive get-together in the life of Artois. It's back, it's a brand new season, and it's a heartwarming serving of conversations and connections with some of Africa's most cherished celebrities, as well as to continue to make time for people and moments that matter. So basically, it's a beautiful show. It's made by Slicker, who interviewed last week, and he produces it, or this production company. And they've basically seen that, no, people aren't acting anymore. We don't have the chance to tell African stories anymore. So let's bring, you know, some of our favorite celebrities through. Let's bring some renowned chefs, such as Chef Zanele, world-renowned chef, Chef Benny, and Chef Newa. And they're like, yo, bro, like, let's get Nomzamo and let's create a really cool show. So this is the fourth season. I actually got to watch the first episode.
Which what did you think of it?
It was dope, bro. It had the Ranaka sisters. So the way the show works, man, is that it's basically, you know, they enter, and then there's like a really cool segment where there's like a stellar moment where they do something for the guests.
Yeah.
Then the chefs make a 3-course meal for the guests, yeah, and they basically get to unpack their relationships or life or get to tell their story. So now the Ranaka sisters were in episode 1, and they actually hadn't met for a whole year. So they hadn't seen each other for a whole year, which is crazy. So I'm going to tell you guys too much. Just go watch it. It's on Mzansi Magic. Check it out every single Thursday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss it out. Like, it's a really, really good show.
That's kind of it. Like, yeah, I won't lie to you, man. The show sounds like it's out of this world. It's interstellar. So, chapter one. We're going into chapter one. Because I can see that they did not enjoy that joke. And I gave my heart. He chuckled this time, by the way. For people, yeah, guys, we're going to call it the Adel chuckle count. That's a one.
That's a one. He's chuckling.
But, okay, cool. So, number one is... Tato, please read the...
Number one, chapter one, apologize like your parent. That was getting dribbled by technology.
I don't know how my phone works.
So, Ronald says, the food is ready, come and eat.
Yo.
That's how she apologized to her parents. But before we read the tweets, I want to know, how did your parents, or our parents, apologize to us?
We don't have the same parents. We have the same biological parents.
Guys, can we talk on that? That's such a fact. Like, siblings don't receive parents the same way.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
We wouldn't have the same parents.
Like, the way I receive my mom and dad is so different to the way...
Like, you'll tell me, hey, Papa called, and, you know, he said this, and, like, yeah, we spoke for a bit. And I was like, I'll be like, hey. Then Papa will call me right after and literally just say, you won't give me any of the same affection. Like, you'll tell me, like, nah, Papa's just checking on me, making sure I'm good. Papa calls me and be like, dude, when are you going to do this thing?
No, he always is checking.
Yeah.
But it's also requesting something. Or yeah. Like, he'll never call Justin to check.
Yeah.
Maybe once in a while.
Yeah. Even but Mama. Mama will like.
Yo, level channel and make me seem like I'm the favorite
like,
child.
You are. Okay. I think. Let's discuss it now. Oh, who do you think is Mama's favorite child?
I think it's you.
Okay. I'll give you one more chance to get it right.
It's you, bro.
One more chance.
It's you.
Let me tell you.
I think you.
And you know the answer.
My brother.
It's
my
not
sister,
you. It's not I.
My brother.
There's
my sister
one more.
Are currently in a phase where they stress my parents a lot, right?
Yeah.
So now the love is starting to be difficult to see.
Yeah.
Because they're constantly stressing my parents.
Yeah.
So if I had to remove all of the stress,
yeah,
my mom's favorite child
would be Shibu.
Would be you.
No. And so Tato's incorrect.
My mom's favorite daughter is Shibu.
You see. So you already know. So my mom's favorite child, Mama, I know you're watching this. It's okay. You told me. She told me in secret.
No, she did.
She didn't tell me. She said, she likes to say, no, I love you guys all equally. Hey, all of you equally. But definitely my mom's favorite is my sister.
Why? Why do you say
just
that?
They spend so much time together. They discuss so much. They share secrets. Like my sister will tell me, you know, like Mama went through this when she was a teenager. I'm like, what? How do you know that?
Because like, Mama has to raise Shibu as her daughter. Like, she has to speak on her experiences as a woman.
Okay.
So they have more things to connect on.
Nice justification from taking away from my debates, but it's fine. And then my dad's favorite is Tato, obviously.
What?
But shame. He shows it in a very, very different way. He puts the most expectations on Tato, and I think that's how he shows love.
No.
If he can give you more, my dad's love goes with how much responsibility he can give you.
Am I wrong? Sounds like with soldiers, and he's like, okay, this one is very effective. Yeah, he's amazing.
This one's a general.
He's my general.
He's a general.
This one is a general worker.
So he says, if the house needs painting, I can deploy level knows paint. But if the house needs to install solar panels, I need to deploy a higher intelligence. So you deploy Tato. So that's maybe me speaking as a middle child. Yeah. But back to the topic, apologize like a parent. If I had to apologize like my, I'm going to go father.
Okay.
He's definitely going to just say, he would just look at me and say, okay, so did you realize where you were wrong?
Real.
And then teach me why I was right about being wrong. Did you hear me, ne?
Say that again.
Why I was right about being wrong.
Why you were right about being wrong.
Yeah, because in black culture, your parents are never wrong, guys.
Yes, how can they be?
Stop this narrative.
No.
Stop this narrative forget of your parents.
Forget about you for rights.
Like, I made a TikTok about this, like, general justification, or like, oh no, sorry, general logic.
Yeah.
To parents, they don't have that thing in a debate.
You know, I was actually talking to Kamo about this, like, this week, man. And I was like, I really don't understand how people have children in healthy relationships without having taken the relationship to the healthiest point.
Mm.
And I'm saying this because, like, I've seen with our parents, like, dude, they were also, like, just, they were like us now with kids. So they would snap, they have, like, tempers, they get fed up, they get tired, they get irritated.
Tantrums,
whatever.
Exactly the same.
And it's, like, within themselves, within life, within their partner, and they're raising a kid at the same time. For me, it's just, they're like, dude, how are you guys even doing that? Like, which brings me to the point of, like, what were you saying now? Which brings me to that point.
What is it called? I just said now, man. Oh, logic. They don't have logic in debate.
Yeah, logic in debate.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because you can go to your dad, say, hey, Papa, listen, when you shout at me, it hurts my feelings.
Yeah, you're just pissing him off. He's had a bad day. He's paying the mortgage. There's an employee at work who's giving him shit. His wife hasn't cooked. And his wife is just maybe, like, upsetting him.
Yeah.
And then you're coming and telling him that you mustn't shout at him. He mustn't discipline you.
And imagine at work, they shout at him all the time.
Yeah.
And then now he's
you're coming saying you have rights.
Yeah. But how would you apologize like a parent?
Dude, it's obviously
the same thing.
No. I'd be very, like, you know, different. But I think the way my mom apologizes,
because I want to change the narrative. Like, you know, we said how we apologize like our parents. I want you to apologize as a parent.
As a parent.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings. I might not have taken.
No black culture.
I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings. I might have, you know, been a bit too harsh, but I want you to understand that my point is valid.
Mm.
What I'm trying to teach you in this instance is that you should not do this, and that's because of this. Mm. So the reason why I'm saying no is because of this reason. Because I remember growing up, I used to be like, can I go out? No. I'd be like, why?
Yeah.
And they couldn't tell me what. Like,
and
what?
Then everyone's head turns, by the way. Because usually after no, that's the end of the sentence.
Yeah, Tato's there, why?
Tato goes, what?
What?
Why, Papa? John's already outside with his Nissan 96. Like, come, let's go. But I remember my dad and my mom used to say no to you going out, and then you just go.
No, so.
I used to think you're such a man. I was like, as a younger brother, like, you look at your older siblings. And
I'm so dead.
Them breaking the boundaries that you, actually those boundaries become lessened when you go through them. Yeah. Right? Because Tato broke those boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, it's that whole concept, he crawls so I can walk. But Tato used to go still, you know, chest out, walk out the house. Say, we're not going to open for you when you come back. He's like, it's fine, I'll sleep at my friend's house.
He's talking, he's lying.
They're gold.
What I would do is that, like, I know that, like, I have to go out on Saturday.
Yeah.
So the previous Saturday, I'd say, Mama, can I go out on Saturday?
Yeah.
And then she would say no.
Yeah.
Then Monday, I ask my dad, Papa, can I go out on Saturday?
Yeah.
Ask her mom. Or Mama said no. Or then, how you want to create? Papa used to say, you want to create conflict in my relationship? You want me to fight with my wife now? Now you're bringing me problems.
Yeah.
Tuesday, I'd ask. Wednesday, I'd ask. By Thursday, like, they probably forgot that they've been saying no.
Yeah.
Then Saturday, I'm like, oh, I'm going out. But I've told them so many times that, like, I feel like I can do it.
You feel like you can do it.
Even though they said no, I'm like, nah, dog, I explained to you guys, like, so many
times. Yeah, he'd be like, guys, but I told you, you agreed, and that is what we agreed on. And I'm moving. Garage open slow-mo.
I would never.
Smoke is coming out of the garage. He walks out in slow-mo. Me and she were there.
I'd never speak to my parents. Such,
but yeah, let's read a couple of these responses.
Sternness.
Someone says, the food is ready. Come eat. That's so real.
Yeah.
Come check this Facebook video. We all have been through that moment where someone walks into the room, you're an old person, and they feel like they've been too angry with you. They say, look at this. Ah, it's so funny, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and you know, they always do that thing where, like, they actually, because they wear the glasses, let me, if you guys on
the Spotify, YouTube,
come to YouTube
at
this time step, they grab their phone, they put it far,
and they swipe, touch.
And they say, wait, make us touch again. It told me to happen.
It told me to happen.
And they give you the phone like this, bro.
Wes, you know, someone, I remember that thing, I think it was on Reels. If you finish a Reel, it goes to the next one automatically.
Yeah.
You understand that, ne?
Yeah.
Imagine someone calls you, I lost the video. I don't know. It's, you scroll down twice, but wow. Engineer.
You know what's crazy?
Chemical engineer.
Growing up, we were obviously tech savvy because our parents weren't with the times.
Yes.
And now I'm seeing myself be the person who asks people for help in certain things.
I'm not yet.
You are.
I'm not.
You're not. But honestly speaking, it's only TikTok, bro.
Yeah.
Like TikTok,
it's a relatively new platform. Me.
Like I don't use. I think I just don't. It's a relatively new platform. I don't use it.
Yeah.
Like if anything, I edit my content offline on CapCut and I put it onto TikTok.
Yeah. It's easier.
Like I found out yesterday that TikTok has a whole. I knew, but I saw for the first time the whole editing suite.
A lot of people don't know about a lot of like features and stuff in different applications,
which is crazy.
Like oh, I only learned about scheduling, on Instagram.
But like that's but it's a new feature.
But I didn't know. But
like it's like less than a month old.
Really? Oh no, then I'm very tech savvy. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you with the times. Yeah. What's that thing you said you wanted to order online? Ah, yes, that one. Do you still want it?
As an apology, that is so real.
Yeah, I feel like our parents also used to like apologize, like in a monetary sense.
Yeah, which is, in my opinion, the best sense as a black child.
You're talking the talk.
Yeah,
you're talking the talk.
Yeah,
which is very important. I'm sorry I offended you. I was not in a good mood. What?
Who said that one?
I'm sorry I offended you. I was not in a good mood. I've never heard.
I've never heard sorry.
My parents speak about their feelings.
I've never heard my parents say sorry. Sorry. Have you heard your parents say sorry? Deep it. Like,
I've heard him say sorry to my sister.
Yeah.
Remember the story?
Oh yeah. Sorry, she. Sorry.
Oh please.
She okay. Sorry, she. Please. So there's a story, guys. Like I've told this story so many times in my life.
I brought you to this world so I can
comment that if you want to hear the story. Tata's he's censoring me.
I brought you to this world so I can do or say whatever I want.
Real.
That's crazy, bro. Like imagine like your entire flex and your whole control like regiment is based off.
Of what?
Did you hear the word I just used?
Regiment.
It's the glasses. I think the whole control thing. What's up?
You're boring me. This is glasses chat and this glasses English.
Why am I boring you?
Because you just said
I do not mean to offend your feelings or anything related to you. I just intend on helping.
It's too hard for this, though. It's too hard.
I can't even. Like. I brought you to this world so I can tell. Okay, next one. Don't talk to me like I'm your friend.
Hey!
Mama, you know what? We're not friends.
We're not friends.
Don't talk to me like I'm your friend.
No, did you know what's the worst thing, man? Is when you've been like actually friends with your parents the whole day and then they hit that line.
You feel so betrayed.
When they switch up on you.
You feel so betrayed.
You've been laughing. You've been watching the same show.
You're like commenting on the characters.
You're
like,
making pancakes together.
You're laughing. You're doing new ingredients.
Sitting and then outside the tree.
I'm not your friend. Ha. Huh.
Boy, that'll ruin your whole weekend.
It will. Because you're like, I thought we were cool.
I used to be there and then say to me, I'm happy. I'm not your friend. Fags. Like, I used to go to my room.
Go to my room and from there, boy. Tato.
Nah, but Tato. You guys, comment down. Like, you guys, you were not black enough if you didn't go to your room when your father was coming home. You're not black enough. If you didn't hear the footsteps and you said to yourself, I need to go to my room. Hey, Papa, I know you're watching this. You know. Like, guys, okay, the people will agree with me. Let's watch. The people will agree with me.
Okay. 40. Carries on like nothing happened. Sorry.
Real.
Those are the real parents.
Yeah.
They like, those are the 100% black parents. Like
They see no wrong.
There's no Pedi and Tswana mixed in there. They're just Pedi or just Zulu or just Xhosa.
Like they that's black parenting.
That's black parenting.
Yeah. At its peak. Chapter
2. Guys, you know what I just said? white privilege is screaming. What instantly ruins a burger for you?
You go first.
Okay.
Yeah, you go first.
So for the longest time I used to love like a burger that has feta, avo, and what's the other thing? Feta ever and bacon. Feta ever bacon. I think it's called a fab. Fab burger. Oh, it's fab pizza, but then you can call it a fab burger. You know why it's called a fab pizza?
Feta ever bacon.
Okay. Genius. So I used to love a fab burger, right? And I used to genuinely, I think I just loved having avo.
Yeah.
And then I realized that, no, a burger is at its peak. A burger is truly amazing. A burger is satisfying when the bun is fresh. There's just a piece of meat, 100% beef. Don't give me processed meat. You put, not even cheese, bro. You put a pickle. You can put a little bit of garnish if you want to. And then sauce, and then you close it. That is like the ultimate burger.
Can I add with the cheese, ne? I can tell if you put the cheese after you cooked everything, by the way. You need to put the cheese on when you're cooking the patty. Let it melt into. Oh.
Does that affect the flavor?
It does. Like
some people want to chew the cheese.
No, I want
the cheese to infuse into the patty.
No, I want it to be melted on top of it.
Yeah, but like
slightly.
And then obviously you guys can hear one thing that should not be in a burger at all is a tomato.
Tamati.
And we were speaking about this last time. They were saying the reason why you also hate tomatoes because it looks like
Tato!
Just cut from there. Not you, Davies. Cut from there.
It's like a...
I was talking to them about this earlier. And the reason why he actually like hates tomatoes because it's like you compare it to a watermelon.
Yeah. So people cut the tomato like a watermelon slice, man.
Yeah. Extra large.
Extra large.
Extra.
They cut it like they what is it called? They're making a how do I explain it? Building blocks.
And I think it's
like, why is the patty the same size as the tomato?
I mean, we even say earlier, like we were like, bro, like the patty shouldn't be cooked to its full capacity.
Where it's chippies.
Yeah, make it medium to well so that that actually brings in the juices.
Yeah, so...
Then
so
you can remove the tomato completely.
Yeah. And if you do have a tomato, it must be paper thin. It must be a thin slice. Maybe 3-4 paper thin slices.
Almost as thin as the slice of cheese.
Yeah. So it must be... Because... Excuse me, guys. I'm coughing a lot, but... It's because... Sanitize that. Like, dude, it ruins the burger. You chew the burger, and then on the other side of the burger,
the tomato squirting all over you when you take a bite.
Yo, munna. It's just going psh, psh, psh. You see the seeds, like you have to be a farmer now, grab the seeds and go plant.
You don't know what's happening. You don't know what's happening in the body after eating the tomato.
Like, bro, it doesn't make sense. You feel thirsty, you eat that burger, you're no longer thirsty. It doesn't make sense. Like, they put so much tomato, you could grow.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know what's happening in the body.
I'm telling you.
It's a tree coming through.
Yeah, also, I love gherkins, but I don't mind them being removed.
Let's say I remove the pickles out of your Big Mac. How do you feel?
I don't mind.
Sure. Okay.
I don't mind. I like a good sauce. I think when a burger place has its own particular sauce.
Yeah, like a...
That's a very good thing.
What do they call them? Like secret sauce.
Secret sauce.
Secret like, sauce, yeah.
You just said now, like, the letter starting with M, the brand that starts with M, the burger... Oh, we can say.
Okay. Can't say?
I don't know.
What? You know that I don't know?
Akira, we want the deal. You don't just say things. You must pay us to say it. No, guys. It's expensive to do what we are doing. I drive an hour away. I drive every hour. We drive an hour every Saturday to come here, guys. It's expensive.
And an hour one way.
It's an hour one way. So 2 hours to just shoot the podcast. So yeah. Please like, share, comment, subscribe. 5 stars on the streaming platform. Everywhere, guys. Yeah. But yeah, I like it when the places have a sauce.
Yeah.
Like a sauce that it gives, I think, the burger identification.
Yes. Yeah. Gives a character.
It gives a
character.
Like,
you know the sauce from the burgers with the place that starts with the S. It's good. Yeah.
There's nothing worse when you go to a random spot and you go buy a burger. And you can taste that the burger you just ate, you could have made. There's nothing. And you just spent 60 rand or 80 rand.
Yeah.
And you just bite into the burger and you're like, I could have made it.
You know what's also the worst, but it hasn't happened in a while? When the bun is dry.
Yo.
That can end my
whole... Like a skripot.
That can end my whole day. That can end my whole day.
Now you're eating a rusk of patty.
People who put egg on a burger are criminals and should be dealt with. To the fullest extent of the law.
They need to exit this conversation. Putting eggs on a burger is the opposite of being excellent. Waiting for Eddie to chuckle once. There we go, two.
So I actually don't agree. I think putting an egg on a burger actually almost makes it like juicier, better, and it adds like a whole lot more flavor.
You're an animal, that's why.
I classify as a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, a soggy bun.
Soggy bun, no.
I've never... Who... What can make a... Tomatoes can make a bun soggy.
But butter. Putting too much butter, putting too much sauce, putting too much tomato. All of those can contribute to a soggy bun, which ruins the burger. Because keep in mind, guys, like... I know about you guys. I saw this TikTok about it. Shout out to that person. I forgot their name. When I find it, I swear I'll say it. But they said, people order burgers at every restaurant. You have to understand. There are people that order burgers at every... I was one of them. Every restaurant, I can go Zama, anything new. The sushi that go on fire, then they come back. I don't know. You guys like trying new things. I tried burgers everywhere. And I could honestly say to you,
evolve your palate.
Evolve your palate. There's other things out there.
There's other things. Try a steak for once.
You see the joy you get from having a burger. You can have the exact same joy.
Other places.
With having it like...
You know, people that eat burgers, they generally say that like at home, it's always just a home-cooked meal.
Yeah.
Like
you get excited.
It's your chance to have some sort of fast food.
Yeah.
Because you know, you're going to go back home to rice in the fridge.
Yeah. The girl that I'm talking to now, she loves burgers. Like, she loves burgers. Like, yo, dude, she loves... Like, there's sometimes I even try to, like, encourage her to try another thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she only eats burgers or sushi. That's it.
Yeah, no, it's giving, like, you know when you get to university, you can eat whatever you want to eat? Yeah. Because there's no one saying,
Real.
So I get it as well. She's like, nah, bro, I want to eat a burger. I want to eat a burger.
Yeah.
But, like, a real chat, our parents were actually, like, so wise in us not eating fast food because that is not nutritious at all.
Yeah.
Like, it can be good for once in a while. It's, you know, it's nice and tasty.
But like, you guys will let us know that your parents taking away fast food made you eat more fast foods when you grow up. Like, if it was just the norm, so...
Oh, so you're saying if it was like a, we had like a taco Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or like a pizza Friday.
It will make you not, when you grow up, say, yo, I can have pizza now. I can afford pizza.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Say pizza, different flavors.
Yeah.
Because also, I know this one girl. So she's, I forgot the religion. You have to excuse me. But they go to church on Saturdays, right? So on Sundays, they have a belief that, like, you're not supposed to eat takeout.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to cook or do any tasks, so they get takeout.
Oh,
so every Sunday, since she was a little girl,
She
used to get takeout. So now she's not really, like, phased by takeout a lot. Like that. She used to get it all the time.
Are you still obsessed with takeout?
I'm blind. That's I loved crazy. It. Guys, the app that starts for you. I pay the employees. The app that starts with you.
You pay maybe five salaries.
The app that starts with I wanted to buy a bike to help them when they, because the delivery time takes too long. I want to go fetch it myself, got a bike,
really.
And help other people. I'm so passionate about that app. I really wish, I remember they had like a campaign of other people.
Yeah, I think I was so sad.
Yeah, I think you shot.
Production company shot for,
yeah,
for Gamo for, and the other guys.
So by the way, tell us a production company if you need something to be shot professionally.
Hit up
Yeah, but that you company, I owe them, yo. I spend so much, I owe them my life. There were times when I was hungry when I was, and it really helps as a student. Students that are watching this knows. It's not nice that you have to stand up, go cook, come back, and then study. It's nice you can just keep studying, order the food, it arrives, you eat, and keep going. It's like literally the 101.
Yeah, but also to the students that know discipline and can prepare, like you can meal prep, you can maybe plan on just studying a bit better and then maybe sacrifice 30 minutes to making a meal. But chapter 4, cheating partner once said, I'm so keen for these ones.
Yeah, definitely. Yo, guys, everyone knows a cheater. We comment down, at this one is a cheater. It's time to expose. You remember that show? It was called Cheater.
Cheater.
Cheaters. Yeah. Loved that show.
Yeah.
They built a case.
Do you think it was real?
No, I think some of it wasn't, but I think some of it was.
Some of it was scripted and fake. Huh?
They built a case for those who are a bit younger that are listening. A Cheater was basically a show where they'd build a case and basically what Joseph Diary does. Let's just keep this going. So,
but a little bit more
Joseph Diary's YouTube channel, that's what basically Cheetah was, but with smaller
content. Like, someone would say, like, they send a letter, hey, I think this person is cheating on me. And then they go and they investigate, and then the person then tracks your boyfriend.
Yeah.
They try to
find evidence. Like a private investigator.
Yeah. As soon as the episode, like, just before it ends, they show you, like,
all the evidence.
Lebo, unfortunately, Tapelo has been cheating on you.
Yeah. And then they show you the case and you go.
Then you actually go and confront the person.
And we literally get to hear everything a cheater says. So that's
the part Joseph Daddy does.
Yeah. That's the part.
He skipped everything else and just jumped to
Joseph, brother, love your content. Love it so much. If you do ever like seasons of what you do, add more. Follow them before they send them things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, build it
Chase the relationship, like build up like how much they love each other, and then do the phone.
Then do the phone.
That will be so much for an audience level. They will react higher.
That'll be
but amazing. Anyways,
How would you? What is the cheating partner once said to you?
You really not gonna trust me after everything we've been through.
Yo,
can I go one more? Khunse is the one who told me this one. He didn't use it, but he's the one who told me about it. He said one of his boys once told him that. He said one of his boys once said, we made a TikTok about it. You guys can go check my TikTok about it.
Okay.
He said, you're going to believe your own eyes over me.
I cheated one person.
You're really going to believe your own eyes over me.
Can I say one?
Yeah.
I've been telling you that your friends just don't mess with our relationship. Any reason just for us to stop?
Your friends are jealous of what we have.
Jealous of what you have.
They're jealous.
Who said I did what? But did they see it or did they hear it?
Wow. Here we go again. Accusation after accusation. Dude, if I did half the things that you do.
Yo. That's another one.
Trying to think of all the gaslighting techniques you can do. Because those are gaslighting techniques.
Yeah, this one, I've also heard this one. Okay.
Deep. I
believe what you want to believe.
I know the one that is a very famous one is the one that's like, dude, but like, what do you want me to do?
Yo! Now that's when you know that you're an alpha male. That's when you don't give a damn. That's when you don't care,
dude,
boy.
Dude, what do you want me to do?
That's when you don't care. You're basically saying, yeah, so? So like, what?
Guys, yo, so men what, and women, well, just men, actually. Let's put it to men. Men really know how to invalidate feelings, guys. If your partner has said any of those things to you, ne, please, man, address them. Send them a screen recording of this and say, subscribe.
You're going to shoot us.
Eh, subscribe and give those guys 5 stars. Please. But wait, let's give us some of the comments.
Gorgeous says, my grandma just died and you want to have this conversation?
Huh. So that's what we call, or what I call, what is it called? It's a magic trick.
Okay.
So what you do is, you take what the actual topic is,
yes,
and you provide an illusion,
yeah,
to take away this. Now this topic has been forgotten, and you've introduced a trauma, a new trauma that's higher.
Because any girlfriend would be like, "Ish, I'm so sorry."
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that right now?
Because to show you guys, to simplify that one, you know what they're gonna say to you?
Yeah.
They're gonna say, "Dude, but you know that I've been having literally the toughest day, and you want to talk about these things now." That's the easiest one to influence. Gents, if you're watching this net, also, you're welcome. I'm joking.
Another guy says, believe what you want.
Deep, yeah. We said that one, yeah.
Yeah. So you don't trust me?
Yo!
That one has been swinging since the 80s. That one has been...
That is the bread, the butter, the jam...
Everything.
The beetroot, the pumpkin, is the seven colors.
Because now you're questioning her trust in you.
The wings.
You're questioning the relationship.
Dessert.
You're questioning her ability appetizer. To love you.
Like, yo. So you don't trust me has been used. It's been used by our generation.
I think I saw it in a James Bond movie.
Our generation. The generation before them.
Since the 80s.
The generation
since
before
the
them.
1800s.
The generation before them. I'm sure right now you guys are like, when you're listening to this.
She's my cousin from my mother's side.
I have never used that family member mumbo jumbo. What?
You don't think it'll work though?
No, never.
Don't listen to people. They hate us.
Yeah. You know everyone's against us, babe. You know what they crave? They crave our relationship. How can they go from sub world to like, nah? Come on, boy.
I'm sure our girlfriend's watching this thing shaking. Right
you know, when girls come to you and they're like yo.
We've never said anything, any of that to our partners.
I've used them.
It was a mistake.
It was what?
It was a mistake.
Or like you're saying that's one of the excuses.
Yo. Mistake.
Mistake. Yeah, that one will never win. In court.
I think
it will never win.
Your partner's
in court.
Likely to say.
Mistake.
Mistake.
Come on.
Mistake. Come on. And then show mistake.
Dude, like, I know one. Dude, at the end of the day, dude, I'm still learning how to be like the perfect partner for you.
Yo. Yeah.
Not to gaslight, but that's a real thing, though.
That's a real thing.
Like, I was talking to someone the other day. We're talking about how, like, I was talking to Kamo. What am I saying? Someone. I was talking about, like, love is the willingness to participate.
Oh, yeah.
And then you said the other side and said, no, also, it's also the willingness to feel. Because I get it. Love is the willingness to participate. And then Keke, Mamileng, my one friend, she once said to me that love is also the willingness to feel pain. So love is the willingness to participate.
Yeah.
And then Keke once told me that love is also the willingness to feel pain.
Yo.
For your partner.
So your pain threshold.
Yeah, your pain threshold.
Determines your ability to love.
Yeah. Because in all of these things, a person can equally forgive you. Or not forgive you. Because it's a willingness to participate and willingness to...
What's worse?
That is literally the basis of every argument and every conflict you can go through in a relationship.
Yeah. On the topic, what's one thing that would make you break up with your partner? Outside of like cheating and...
I definitely think if my efforts that I put into... I work really hard. And a lot of my working hard is for the sake of myself, yes. But also for my relationship I hold. If my partner ever takes what I do and doesn't appreciate it or shows gratitude to it, that's something for me that would be a cause for me to leave.
You'd break up with her?
I'd leave her.
Like if she started like expectations, like, aren't you going to buy me a drink? Aren't you going to buy me food?
Yes.
Like, we're hungry. You're not even buying anything.
Because that's happened to me in the past and I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
Where the things that used to be gifts become expectation. Yeah. What about you?
I can't think of anything. I'm a very forgiving partner.
I also am. I also have like a high pain threshold.
You don't have to be cheating.
You know, I've been through a lot.
You also know me. I was in a very long term relationship.
Yeah, you too as well. Yeah,
unhappy for years.
And you can, and you're not so crazy about that. It's like, again, like It's because my love and the willingness to participate was always higher.
Yeah.
Was always higher.
Yeah.
Because keep in mind, not everyone's like that. I've been with girls where they where my willingness to participate in the relationship versus theirs was way higher.
Yeah.
So that they can make me go through something, but as soon as the role was flipped, they immediately leave.
Yeah.
And a lot of you guys will probably have experienced that. That you know, you've gone through that thing where people are not willing to participate for you, but it just means that you're with the wrong person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mario, I wanna quickly jump to something.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I wanna get your
opinion
on this. And I mean, it sucks because it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
But
what's that?
Huh?
What's that? I didn't hear the sound. I don't. Wait, what's that?
So that's
why are you laughing?
That's a surround sound, right?
Yeah.
And I think I like what people like have transformed it into. Like it started off, of course, everyone like, you know, doing their thing. But now everyone's literally creating their piece of content like in their original way using the surround sound. So it's sparking so much content creation.
Yeah.
The reason why I played that sound because I want to speak about like how it's so cool that like something about like girls twerking can transform into a whole like gangbang style. You see when gangbang style came, everyone's doing the dance?
Yeah, then it becomes like a huge trend.
So now it's a huge trend. People are just showcasing what they do and their content.
Mm. Cindy won. What? What did you say, Munna? What? Cindy won the challenge. Who said who? Sorry, we have a third speaker over there. dude, please
ghost,
can we mute
ghost,
his mic?
Ghost hold guy.
On. Here we go. Yeah, so is that the ceiling challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the ceiling challenge is has been a blessing to a lot of young
people my God.
In South Africa. No, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, the girl that I'm talking to, I asked her, I was like, when are you releasing your ceiling challenge? She said, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to do it. And I was like, no, we should do it together. Like, we should do like a collab video.
So you wouldn't mind your girlfriend doing the ceiling challenge?
No, I would never mind a partner doing a ceiling challenge. I would never. Would you mind?
Yes.
Why?
I don't want people to ever sexualize my partner.
Mm. That's a good reason. For me, I wanted to be part of the fun. It was a very fun challenge. People were dancing. Yeah.
She can't dance for you and have fun at home.
Hey, my tattoo.
Sorry.
Hey, my tattoo. And I don't mind my girl being seen stuff because she's always going to be fly. If she was fly before me, she's going to be fly after me. So might as well, you know, just be part of it, part of her journey.
You're being serious right now.
I'm being 100% dead ass. I don't mind.
That's one thing you speak in. The babies disappear.
Oh my days.
What's something you can't go a day without saying?
Oh my days. What's up, G? What's good? What's good, OG?
Yeah. I've been saying, what go on? I'm still saying it.
Oh my! You see, I say "oh my days." I say "oh my days" a lot, like "oh my days."
I haven't heard him say that in like 2 weeks, huh? Unless, have you ever heard him say "oh my days"?
I say it a lot.
Aiden just agrees with everything he says.
That's not true.
He's like, no, I am.
I say it on the podcast a lot. You guys will say if you heard me say it or not.
You know what you say every single day, etc. Yeah. etc. Comment down below.
Oh, I say wada wada.
Yo.
I love saying wada wada.
Say et cetera, et cetera.
Like I'll tell a story and be like, nah, you know, we were chilling, wada wada. And then.
So I can see your adjectives are finished.
Yeah.
Your dictionary is.
I like saying wada wada. What about you?
Yeah, wagwan.
Yeah.
I love my girlfriend. Those ones, types of things.
Yo, you love saying I love my girlfriend every day.
I do.
Yeah. So every day he says it, guys. To nobody, because he never says that.
What?
I've never heard you be like, randomly, I love my girlfriend. Every day.
I think I tell her.
Hey, you see that 1 second the Tata didn't speak, ne? He pictured Kamo's reaction to what I just said now. He pictured the conversation. He had a flashback. He came all the way back. It was like a That's So Raven moment.
I was even problem solving.
And then came back when the problems were solved and said, yeah, you're right.
I was like, ah, okay.
No shame.
Impulse is not make sure.
It's not make sure.
Ah, it's not make sure. People like saying that one.
Yeah.
Or, hey, awa.
Awa.
Yo, I know girls that say it all the time, bandla.
Yo, bandla.
Yo, I don't like
I hate or like it.
Is it? Yo, anyway, moving on. No hate to...
Don't you think it's weird how like, there are like certain words in certain languages become popular to everyone else? You know, you get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, like bandla.
What's the one?
Batong.
Batong. Yo, people love saying batong. Yeah, Zulu people even say batong.
People be like, yeah. Batong.
Bafong.
Oh, you always say this.
What?
Like, do you get it?
Oh, like, yeah, I love saying like.
No, apparently, like, do you get it?
What do you mean?
It's a phrase someone says.
Like, do you get it?
No, like, do you get it?
Yeah, I love saying that.
You do. TF.
What's that mean?
Oh. Fun. Yeah, that fun. I know type she.
Oh, yeah, type she.
Yeah, you 2Ks have been doing that.
Who's 2K? I was born in 1999.
Yeah, that's like, yeah.
What do you mean? So someone was saying this, so I want to go into this topic. So I'm not a Gen Z and I'm not a millennial. A millennium?
Millennial.
Millennial, yeah. So apparently they created a new genre that everyone that was born between 1995 to, I think it was like, no, it was everyone born from 1995 to 2000 to 2001 or 2000. All those people are in their own categories. Those are people that got to experience both worlds. They got to experience the Gen Z, the TikToks and stuff, and equally also got to experience, you know, everything that was happening back in the day, like the World Cup or whatever. Because there are people that, Aiden, how old are you now? You're turning 20. How was the World Cup for you in South Africa? Do you remember what happened? Yeah. What happened? Who won? You forgot. It was hosted here, you know.
Oh, but I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then now...
Because I was like...
You were like...
12.
I was 11.
I was in grade 8. I was 13.
No. I was 11. You were 13. During the World Cup. Yeah, yeah. How old are you in the world during the World Cup? Six, brother. The people that didn't know what happened, like six, like you weren't fully aware.
I had a project on the
World Cup. I had a project on the, you have to talk about a country, etc.
You know, there was a dance.
Do you remember the dance?
Yeah, what's it called? Yeah.
Nah, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
good. So there's a category of people that like grew up with the old people, but also got to experience the youthfulness of the next.
How many of you guys know that? Should I say the dance or should they comment down below and tell, honestly,
say the dance.
It's Waka Waka, Shamina, Mina. Yeah, Shakira. Yeah. It's time for Africa.
Sing one World Cup song. Another one? He said, when I get old. Other one?
Yeah. There's World Cup songs?
Oh. But maybe it's not coming on. Okay, who scored?
Okay, we get it.
He doesn't have a mic,
they can't hear him.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying everything he says. Yeah, so basically, my point is that genre of people, and you guys, whoever feels seen by what I just said, because I felt so seen.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of people saying I'm a 2000. I'm not a 2000, I'm not Gen Z.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm not old enough to be with those people that they call millennials. You know what I'm saying? I'm not old enough to be there. So I'm somewhere in between, you feel me?
100%. Yeah. Time for the talking segment, life in your 20s segment. Yeah. Advice to kids going to university next year. I think it's a good topic.
Oh, I wanted to do that on my YouTube video, but it's fine. We've done it so many times though.
Yeah, but I think it's always valuable because we're always getting new subscribers, new people that are like, you know, moving towards school. And
I think what's nice is that as time goes on, my perspective on education has changed a lot. If you're going into university now and you're listening to this, you're in high school, my number one advice is, this is the first time in your entire life you get to direct your own life. You can make a choice in your whole life. In high school, a lot of majority of things was controlled by teachers and influence. And if you do maths core, you're smarter. If you do AP, you're this. If you do biology. This is the first time in your life that you're going to make a decision that's going to impact you for the rest of your life. So make sure.
Yeah.
That sounds like so much pressure, by the way.
Yeah. Also, I want to say, I think after this segment, we should actually speak about like, life after university. Yeah. I think that's more fresh for us as well.
No, I'm going to do that on my channel.
Yeah, we can do it here too. So one question to you. How would you find the balance of what you want to study versus what your parents want you to study?
There's always going to be an in-between. There's always going to be something that like intersects. So if you want to be a pilot and your father wants you to be to do medicine, become a paramedic. What is it?
Oh no. That's a banger. That's a banger. What?
Think about it. There's an intersection for everything. Give me two. I'll give you one of them.
You can do another one.
I'm telling you.
There's no way.
Aiden give us two. You give us one, you give us one.
Okay, let me go.
Sorry? Yeah, give me any career.
Like two careers. Like
lawyer.
Okay, and then
lawyer and
engineer.
Lawyer and engineer. That person must lawyer engineer. That's a hard one. Ooh, people are not gonna like my answer. You must become a lecturer in engineering or science. No.
Yeah, no.
Okay, I'll let me give you one. You can try.
No, I would not be able.
Just try. It's a fun little game. Okay, cool. Your dad wants you to be a an accountant. You want to be a what's it called? I'm trying to think of a very hard one. An actor. What do you do?
Accountant.
An actor.
And an actor.
Yeah. You become a director.
Why?
It has both. You do accounting and...
Okay, that's okay. So how would you advise someone to basically, you know, be in that in between?
I definitely think the advice I would give you is conversation.
And research, a lot of the research. Huh?
Yeah. Because a lot of the time... And guys, don't go to... I think this is the number one problem. People kill me when they do this.
The earnings.
Yeah. They kill me. You let me tell you right now, man. When you go and search how much does this...
Oh, it's very false.
It's very false.
It's very, very false.
It's very false.
It's very, very false.
It's very false. It's very false. It's very... It gives
you almost... It's almost incorrect.
It's almost like... It's incorrect.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of university students, that's how actually they actually pick the degrees.
Yeah.
You go to pay scale. Exhibit A. You go to pay scale. Exhibit and then A. I did that as well. Yeah. Did, yeah. Very incorrect. I'm sure, I think right now I'm supposed to be earning 1.2 million. On average. Yeah, dude, it's very incorrect. There's different markets. There's different demands. There's different things. The number one thing to do is to see which job careers, if you're doing it purely for money, the number one thing to do is to see which job careers are in demand in the current market. So you literally just search that into Google. But in terms of integrating your expectations of the parents and yourself, it's conversation, research, and showing that you are going to have a dedication. You can be a millionaire at anything you do.
Yeah.
I think that's what the number one thing content creation has taught me. I'm not a millionaire.
Wow.
But I'm saying,
dollar, dollar, dollar.
I'm not a millionaire, but I'm saying that the number one thing when you tell people you're going to be a content creator is that, nah, dude, you're going to be broke. It's going to be inconsistent. And people like Tato Rampedi, K Arms, etc., they've introduced a lifestyle where this thing can be profitable and you can have a life. You understand what I'm saying? So don't let anyone ever tell you. Like, that was the number one thing why I didn't become an actor. I wanted to become an actor, but the number one thing when you search pay scale,
yo, like that's so sad. You have that thing that you wanted to do, but you didn't do in life.
Yeah, I did. I'm one of those people.
That's so crazy.
I'm literally one of those people, yeah.
Like, you always probably live like, imagine if I was an actor.
Yeah. Like, especially when, because my one friend, Kasia. She's a great actress. She's also a great phenomenal writer, phenomenal director, everything. And she's one of my closest friends. And I literally, whenever she shows me her work or she says, "Level, what do you think about this concept?" It even though I am extremely happy for it, it brings a lot of sadness into my heart.
Yeah.
Because I always say to myself, "Damn, this is what I could have been." And she's fine. She has a flat. She's happy.
Imagine like how happy you would be when your job makes you happy every day.
Yeah. But I'm very, very happy with the amount of money corporate office. I'm very happy with
I'm very the happy. Amount of I can't money complain.
Corporate has to offer. You know, the CEO of Standard Bank, he makes, I think it's R1 million a day.
That's a lot of money. Speaking about money and finances, bro, someone that, let's actually switch it over to post, you know, university.
Yeah.
How would you advise someone who is now graduated, now got their first job? I mean, you had a whole year of your first job and new money. How would you like advise them to basically manage their finances?
It depends. It also comes contextual to who you are. A lot of people, you know, a lot of the people that I was working with, they had to send money home, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people, that is the common thing in South Africa, that you have to send money home with each salary that you have. So you don't get to really, you know, enjoy the benefits of your salary, which is, you know, obviously what we call black tax in layman's terms. But other people, you know, they would save the entire, like, I kid you not, man. There was one girl I used to work with. She didn't use her salary once. She stayed at home. She saved the entire salary. And she said that one day I'm going to move to my dream flat, etc., all those things.
Yeah.
Then there's the Lebo who lives his life, is trying to still figure himself out. Am I going to go to school? Am I going to do my working part-time? Am I going to build pumpkins, etc.? So that question is very contextual to the type of person you are. My number one advice is at the beginning of the year, determine what you want to achieve. Because once you have a job, you know, that this is the curse that me and my friends talk about all the time. You go to primary, what's the goal next?
High school.
You go to high school, what's the goal next?
University.
You go to university, work. What's the goal next?
Work.
After that?
Promotion.
Retirement, Tato. You work until you die. So a lot of people, when you get to work, they lose the setting of setting goals. the goal is just promotion. What about sharp? Promotion's guaranteed. After you work in a certain company for a certain amount of years, they're going to promote you. They're going to give you more money. It's guaranteed. So there's a thing of goals. So don't forget to still set goals for yourself. Income is not just a goal. It is a source to another set of goals that you can achieve now.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that everyone heard me when I said that. Income is a now a source to set more goals to that is now that you didn't have the opportunity to have with the income that you have. So that's my number one advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, I'd say, what about you? I'd say, like, and this is something that anyone can use no matter how much money you make or don't make. I think based off whatever comes into your account, just have like a nice breakdown. Break it down based off what you can do. Yeah. So like, obviously, let's say you make 10,000 a month, right? Like, in your mind, you shouldn't be living as if you make 10,000. Live as if you made like maybe 7,000 or 8,000. And then the other 3,000, you literally take it towards saving, especially in the beginning of your work. Take it towards saving, open an investment account or make high risk investments where you're likely to lose the money. And then the other 7,000, that's how you live. Then you pay your rent, electricity, all those things. Then you probably have like a disposable of like 800 rand afterwards, which is probably like real, which is so sad. Like you can earn 20K, 30K, but then
the real question is
how much disposable money do you have?
But like, keep in mind, that's only for a short term. That's only for short term. Because it's because a lot of entry-level jobs, you have that certain amount of money for a certain amount of time. But then after some time, you do get promoted. You do start earning more money, etc. After some time, it can take 2 to 3 years. Max, you know, but after some time. So learn, and if you can learn the skills that Tatos are saying now, in that thing, when you make the more money, it'll be more, you'll have more access to more disposable.
So my point is basically have some sort of percentage breakdown where you know you live off of 70% of what you actually make. The other 30% is going into some sort of investment account or savings, medium to high risk even investments in your first 3 years of working, because you're never born to pay, you don't have any kids, you don't have anything, you know, serious to do unless you do have those things. Another 70 or 80%, you live off of that, and you'll see, like, I think just to give you guys advice, like, you know, I remember when I was in my final year of university, it was a thing of like, aware, you know, I'm gonna get that job. I was doing engineering, so I was, you know, guaranteed to be making between 20 to like 35k a month.
Yeah,
so I was thinking I'm gonna have 20k. You don't have 20k.
You first of spend. All you have rent.
And most of the time your rent is gonna be the rent you have. The rent that you afford will always be a third of.
I love how we said rent at the same time. You see that?
The rent that you afford will always be a third of your actual amount of salary.
It takes a huge of the lump sum.
Yeah, so that's the max you can go to. Or you can go for rent that is lower.
Yeah.
So if you make 20K, you can only afford rent of like 7,700 a month. You get me? If you make 10,000, you can only afford like 3,300 rent a month.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the biggest thing. So already a third of your salary chunk gone.
Yeah.
Then from there, if you don't have any cars from home or like you don't have anything, you have to pay for your car. On top of your car, you have to pay for insurance.
Medical aid.
On top of insurance, you have to pay for your tracker. On top of your personal, you have to maybe insure yourself if you've got loved ones. Then you have to insure your health with medical aid. So my point is that there's many expenses that are going to
That you won't account for.
So you need to always be thinking of those expenses. And when you have those expenses in mind, you're then able to see what type of life you can live with your salary. So don't think you're going to be getting the 20K. No, you're probably going to be getting maybe like cash flow of like after everything is done of 2 to 3K if you earn 20K.
Certain amount of money.
And that's obviously me counting everything like that you're going to be experiencing every month. Which
And a lot of people don't know that. They hear, I'm going to be so rich. I'm going to make 30K a month, or I'm going to make 20,000 a month.
Yeah,
I'm going to be so rich. Oh, dude, you won't touch that number.
And it's sad, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the goal is to be basically having 20K disposable. When I say disposable, it's basically money that you can use for anything because everything else is covered.
And that's why, like, and you have to understand, and that is why diversification is very nice. In terms of my advice, don't be scared to do things outside of work. I think that diversification is the number one thing. That is why in South Africa, it's very common. You meet someone who's working, but they're also running a plumbing business on the side.
Yeah.
And they're also doing something else. Diversification is very nice.
They're into e-commerce.
E-commerce, drop shipping, or they make websites.
It's a
very common thing because in the current economy,
it's tough.
It's not enough to just have a job.
I mean, if you look
at you guys to understand, it's not enough to have a job. And keep in mind, I'm young saying this.
Yeah.
I'm young.
Also, like, I think you guys also need to understand, like, for me to be doing this sustainably as well, like, I don't just make YouTube videos. I don't just make TikToks. I make TikToks, I make YouTube videos, I make YouTube shorts, I make Instagram reels.
Like, there's a high diversification.
I post photos, I post long formatted content, short formatted. I have a podcast, I do vlogs, I have reality shows, I have speed dating shows. So even me, even though I'm on the internet, I still have many other side hustles within the internet. Yes. And that's how tough the economy is. So if you're also thinking,
because it would have been enough for you just to do vlogs if the economy was good.
So my point is, in anything that you do in life, you need to understand that the side hustle is probably going to help you out.
Yeah. I'm joking. But anyways, guys, it's your favorite time of the podcast. We're going to recommend a couple of movies, a couple of TikTokers, and of course, YouTubers. I don't know what you want to do first, movies, TikTokers, or YouTubers.
Let's do the shows. My recommendation for this week is this the festive get-together in the life of a tour. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, it's back. You guys can check out Mzansi Magic.
True.
Every Thursday, 9 p.m. Episode 1 is really amazing. Yeah. They had Ranaka Sisters. And episode 3 is going to be really, really exciting, hosted by Nati. And the guests are Sivan Gesi and Jonathan Boyton Lee, which is really cool. And the chef now is obviously spicing it up in the kitchen. So definitely check that out on Mzansi Magic, 9 p.m. on a Thursday.
I think my show... I think I'm going to agree with Tato of that,
yeah.
that show. What about movies? Can I go first? I watched all three Rise of the Planet of the Apes
yeah.
in a day. Phenomenal. Matt?
And what's the first word that guy says what? To prevent spoilers?
What? No, there's a thing. No.
No, what does he say?
No, but no, that's like two. That's the third movie.
The yeah. first one. The first one says,
no.
He's like, yeah, he says,
no. And they're like, hey, didn't just talk. What Matt Reeves achieves on a cinematic level
is insane.
Is beautifully done in The Rise. It's a beautiful franchise.
Stellar.
It is, guys, if you've never watched this like me, dedicate an entire day. Watch the first one, second one, and third one.
Yeah.
The story that Caesar, oh, man. Like, it is beautiful. The character development, the writing, how it links to slavery, how it links to, you know, black culture, and how it links to how we perceive each other in different races and etc.
Yeah.
It's so beautifully done. How, at the end of the day, both animals, like wild animals, and humans are both wild in nature. Mm. It is beautifully played, beautifully written. That is the
And also, it shows so much, like, colonization, which is also really yes. cool. Like, it's so beautiful.
It touches on everything that black people went through, low-key.
Yeah.
Rise of the Apes is what black people look you into. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, just give us the jungle, bro.
Like, they're like, yo, give us the forest. And like, but yo, it's beautifully done.
Bro. Yeah. My YouTuber of the week is a couple. Okay. It's the Ndlovu's Uncut. It's Hungani, Ndlovu, and Steph.
Finally, a YouTuber is like, I know them.
Definitely recommend them. They've been doing their thing. They've been posting across all social media platforms, but I really enjoy the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And I think they've got a thing coming up. Premiering today on the 24th. Yeah. You guys, it's already out now. Cooking in a brand new kitchen, new house with Ndlovu's Uncut. So check that out. So
shout out to them.
You're going to enjoy that.
I'm going to go with TikToker, also of the podcast. I'm going to go with Balesa. I'm just going to say Balesa. I can't pronounce that surname.
Let me see.
Mkumkhela.
Balesa M. Oh, Mkumkhela. What do you like about it?
Please send me a voice note, Balesa, if you're watching this on how to say your surname. Don't play the TikToks. Oh, she does the trend. This one. She created this trend. I want you to find it. You know what it is, man.
I don't know it. Copyright.
Hey. Copyright. But anyways, yeah. So shout out to her. Shout out to Palessa.
I want
to
say
great TikToks, great thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, Dodo.
Shout out to Palessa. I want to say shout out to Shiva Shit, bro. I watched his episode of Mac G.
Yeah,
that was
shout out to Mac G as well.
That was dope. Yeah, shout out to Mac G. The whole network is amazing.
Yeah,
but bro, Shiva Shit, bro, like that guy is such. Did you watch the episode?
A bit of it, yeah.
He's so amazing. Like he says he makes probably like R1 million per month from his gigs. He says he sends like 30K to prison for his boys that are in jail. He says he's got like 12 friends with kids. They all get like 5K, 3K a month. All of the boys. His mom gets like 30K. His mom gets like 45K a month. His dad gets like 30K a month. Like, he's just giving back. He's paying like his old enemies. Like, he's like, yo, bro, there's no need for us to fight now. He's paying his enemies off. He says, he's like,
I need to watch this episode.
Bro, like, he balls out on his community. Apparently, at his community, he's doing crazy things. Like, he does some crazy things. Like, he's feeding communities. Shiva Shit. I get able to be a tracker.
Also, like, we went to go watch one of his performances recently.
Yeah.
And like, when I tell you guys, like, this is the closest to Michael Jackson South Africa has ever had. I swear to you. Picture a person surrounded by flashlights. Yeah. We can't even see the stage. Like, picture a crowd screaming, singing word for word, every song. This is people fainting in the clouds. Like people fainting. Like his influence is something to be studied.
Yeah.
Please, Shabashit, if you are watching this, sell caps, sell backpacks, sell something.
So you were speaking. You're speaking like he's diversified his portfolio. He has property.
Oh my gosh,
bro! You need to watch that episode, bro. He took out. He went to school. Went to university, bro. Shabashit went to like a college.
Yeah.
He's highly educated.
Well. Shaka. She was Sheba. She.
She is Sheba.
She is Sheba.
She is Sheba. Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for grabbing your favorite seats with us, Lebo and Tato Rampedi. It's been a pleasure with you. It's time for us to take off our seats and just let you guys live your lives. But please, 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 it's the end of the video. If you've gotten this far, you might as well give us a like on YouTube. Comment down your favorite moments. Yeah. Comment down the questions we've been asking you. Give us your opinion. If you're streaming this, please, 5 stars on all streaming platforms. We'd appreciate it so much.
Yeah, and from me, guys, it's always just amazing having these conversations with you guys. I feel like it's so nice to like turn comedy into like something real. So thank you. I hope you guys loved. Hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you guys related. And we should not keep these things consistent because we really like connecting with you guys and this community. I think don't watch this thinking that like we're just like creating this. Like we're building a community with you guys. And we can't wait for this community to grow. Can't wait for us to do live streams. Can't wait for you to invite you guys into our space to watch the podcast. So it's all coming very soon. It's all loading. But just thank you for being a part of this community because the goal is for us to grow and the goal is for us to like storytell and just keep our messaging going. So bless you guys.
Thank you so much, guys. Catamarans, just get up on it, girl, if you want it. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a life. Baby, living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.